Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world. I'm listening to their stories as they tell me of the adventures of their life. And I tell you of some of the adventures that I experience on my nightly journey around the world to children everywhere. It was a very wonderful evening. The evening was sort of in preparation for spring. Rain was everywhere, and it was an exciting evening. I was sitting in the inside, looking out the window as the rain was pitter-pattering down on the window. And as I sat there, Joel and Jeanette and Jean were all sitting there with me. And Joel was 3 years old, and Jeanette was 5, and Jean was 10. Now, these were the children of a very happy couple. And their mother and father were just really neat people. And as I was sitting there, I couldn't help overhearing Janet say to Jean, "Jean, why does the rain splatter down on the window like that? Why doesn't it just come straight down? Why does it hit the window?" And Jean felt so intelligent. She says, "You know, the rain comes down like that because the wind blows against it." "Well, I didn't know the wind was out there too. Why was the wind out in the rain? Doesn't the wind know better than to stay out in the rain? It should stay away, because if the wind is in the rain, then the rain doesn't come straight down." "That's right, Jean. Yeah, that's right. The wind makes the rain swirl around and makes it go up and down and makes it splatter against the window and go everywhere." And Joel was looking wide-eyed. He says, Rain. I like rain. Rain. Well, it was dark outside, but they could see by the light of the candle flashing in the window, the raindrops falling on the outside the window. And Joel says, pretty lights, pretty raindrops. They're all filled with little candles. Look, did you see that? Every raindrop has a little candle." And Jean says, "Oh, come on, Joel. Every raindrop doesn't have a little candle." "Yes, it does." And so Janet and Jean looked at the window and at the raindrop for the first time. And they stopped. They're very busy thinking of the wind and thinking how the rain was hitting the windows and thinking of this, and they saw what Joel saw. The rain just about to touch the window. And they said, "Oh my goodness, Joel, you're right. There's Mr. Candle in every raindrop. Look at that." And sure enough, every raindrop just before it hit the window had Mr. Candle's reflection in it. And it looked so beautiful. All the beautiful yellows and red and the beautiful color of the glowing candle. And then I spoke up and I said, "I know who I am and what I am, and I like it. And I am a glow of light in the raindrop, and I am a glow of light here in the candlestick holder, and I am a glow of light everywhere, and I like it." And Joel looked at the candle. He says, Jean? And Jean says, "Yeah." "The candle just talked." "Oh, come on, Joel. The candle doesn't talk." Jean was very proper about this. She was an older girl, and she knew that candles couldn't talk. And so she said, "The candle can't talk." And Janet said, "Oh, yes, it did. I heard it too." And then Joel says, "Candle, say something more." And I like to play with children. And I said, "Here I am. I'm in all those raindrops, and I'm in the room here, and I'm sitting on this candlestick, and I'm glowing and glowing and glowing. I know who and what I am, and I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it." And Joel says, "Can I know who I am and what I am and like it?" And the candle says, "Yes, Joel, you can. even though you're only 3 years old, you can, because you are so ready to be aware of who and what you are that you can be it. Now, Joel, what would you like to be? Joel thought a long, hard minute, and then he said, I'd like to be a big Joel, not just a little Joel. I'm just 3 years old, and I think a big Joel would be lots of fun. And Mr. Candle spoke to Joel and said, well, Joel, if you were a big Joel, like Jean, your 10-year-old sister, or Janet, your 5-year-old sister, if you were as old as they are, what would you do? Who would you be? You know who you are and what you are right now, and you like it, but you say you'd like to be older? Well, now, what would you be if you were as old as Janet, or as old as Jean, or as old as your mommy or daddy? What would you be?
Well, I don't know.
That's right, Joel. You don't know. But you know, Joel, you are a very beautiful boy. You are so interested in knowing what's going on in the world. And Joel, you heard me before anybody else heard me, because you're tuned in to listening to beautiful things. Oh, I am? Well, I guess that's good. That's good. I like that. Yes, Joel, you are tuned in to listening to beautiful and good things. And Joel turned to Mr. Candle and said, Mr. Candle, is Janet good? Is Jean good? And Mr. Candle looked Joel straight in the face and said, Joel, they are a reflection of what you think they are. Now, what do you think they are?
Oh, they're my sisters.
Okay. Now, what kind of sisters are they, Joel?
They're nice sisters.
Well, what do you mean by nice sisters?
Well, they're good sisters. They do nice things.
What sort of nice things do they do, Joel? Well, they tell me stories at night. They cover me up and put me in bed for my nap in the afternoon. And they take me for walks, and they take me to the park, and they play ball with me, and oh, they're such nice sisters.
Well, Joel,
just think, if you were older, would they be playing with you like that, or would they be so busy doing other things?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Well, Joel, we always appreciate who we are and what we are, and we like it right where we are. Because when we appreciate who we are and what we are right where we are and like it, then life is always a lot of fun. But if we're always reaching for being different, always reaching for being older, or being prettier, or being stronger, or being healthier, or being anything, then we never get there. But if we appreciate every little moment in our life, if we appreciate every little second in our life of who we are and know what we are, and by liking it, oh, it is fun. Now, Joel?
Yeah, Mr. Cannell? Yeah, Mr. Cannell?
Joel, what do you see when you look out the window?
I see Mr. Cannell in all the raindrops. I see Mr. Cannell in all the raindrops. And he has just come putch-putch-putching, and every time Mr. Candle in the raindrop comes against the window, plush, Mr. Candle just disappears.
That's right, Joel. And isn't that exciting?
Oh, it's exciting.
And Janet, what do you think of it?
Well, it's okay. I hadn't paid much attention.
Jean, what do you think?
Well, I'd rather look at the real Mr. Candle.
Now, you see, Joel, everyone looks at life just a little differently. And they see the fun in life just a little differently. And Joel, how do you look at life? Do you see the fun in life just the way you are? Just as a 3-year-old boy? As a wonderful 3-year-old boy? And does Janet see it as a 5-year-old girl? And she's so into her dolls, and she's so into all of the fun things that she's doing? And Jean? She's helping her mother already to do the dishes and clean the house. Jean is already learning all of the wonderful things of being a wonderful helper to her mom. And you know what Jean is also learning, Mr. Joel?
Mr. Joel? You call me Mr. Joel. Why do you call me Mr. Joel?
Because you're a man.
Because you are a little man. All right. You know what else Jean is learning?
What?
Jean is learning to help her daddy. When her daddy comes home, she goes with her daddy to the garden and helps to dig and plant the plants and make the soil all nice and open and aerated. And then Jean also goes to the garage and gets tools for her daddy so that he can work there. And there are tools which are just her size that she can work there too.
Oh, I want to do that too.
Yes, Joe. But first, watch. Know who you are and what you are and like it right when you are. And then watch. And then say, Daddy, can I help? Mommy, can I help? And when you do that, you learn all the wonderful things that there are about being part of a family and growing up and enjoying life.
Mr. Candle, how come you never talked to me before?
Well, Joel, I have talked to you from the day you were born. And sometimes you heard me, and you thought I was something else, and other times you didn't hear me because you had so much noise going on in your head, so much noise going on in the family. But always, Joel, always, when you listen to your own inner self, then you know, I know who and what I am, and I like it. And when you know who and what you are and you like it, that's so great. But, hey, Mr. Candle, that's awful, awfully important stuff that you're saying. And Janet says, yes, Jean understands it very well. And Jean says, yes, I do. And I have been showing you, Joel and Janet, all about the things I know. But I haven't been acting like a teacher. I've been acting like, this is how I do it. You like that? And Joel and Janet said, yes, yes, I like that. Well, boys and girls, it's that time again, and Mr. Sandman is coming. So jump into your beds now and pull up the covers and say, Mommy, Daddy, come, give me a big hug and a big smooch. I'm going to go to sleep now. And Mr. Sandman is going to drop pixie dust all over me, and I'm going to have happy, 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 happy dreams. Okay, come on, come on. And after a big hug and a smooch from your mom and dad, or from whoever is there standing by your bedside, you say, good night. And you drift off to dreamland for the most happy, wonderful dreams you could ever imagine. Boys and girls, I'll be back another night. So until then, no, this is Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.